WATV Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATV Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army. So we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon coming King awaits. This is a WATV disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed in this show do not necessarily reflect the views of We Are the Bride Ministries, We Are the Bride Radio, or We Are the Bride Television. Thank you. Hello, Bride. Are you a writer? Or do you have a story to tell and maybe you need a little help with your writing? Well, go to Treehouse Publishers today. We can help you achieve your dream. Dreams come true in our house. Do you have a book just waiting in your spirit to come out and share with the world? Well, Treehouse Publishers will help you to achieve your dream. Write that book today. Sell your book in London, in Africa, and many other countries. Let your tree bear much fruit with Treehouse today. Go to www.gotreehouse.org. Something and you want to get the devil back, do it like this. Bam! In your face, devil! That's right. Come on now. That's how you do it. Now, if you're really excited, go bam! In your face, devil! Monday morning. Oh my goodness. Listen, I'm so happy to be with you today. Yes, it is pre-recorded because I am coming back from Washington, D.C. right now. But listen, we cannot stop the Bible study. Come on now, let's keep going because bam, in your face, devil, with what we are learning here at this Bible study. Oh my goodness. I feel like God has literally taken me back in time. And I am experiencing this with the Word and with you, Bride. I'm so honored. Today, we're studying Exodus chapter 27 through 31. What did we learn last week, Bride? We learned that God shows out. Come on now. What about it when he went up there to the mountain talking to Moses? What about it when he sat there and talked to the children of Israel? What about it? Is our God amazing? Who are we to question him? Who are we to put him in a box, Bride? Now, have we learned that our God is exquisite? He has exquisite taste. He likes to build everything with gold, with the best wood. He likes the best curtains. He even has his angels help build the curtains. Wow. at this tabernacle that God is building right now with Moses. It is so amazing, Bride. Oh, he just went up into the mountain and spent 40 days and 40 nights in the glory of the Lord. Woo! Can you imagine? Well, let's move on today and let's pray. Lord, my goodness, my goodness. Lord, I feel your presence so thick in here right now. Lord, we just give you praise and glory. God, we just thank you for being God the Father, God the righteous judge, God the Holy One, the God of Israel, the God of our soul, the God that is jealous for us. You're so amazing, Lord. We ask you today, Lord, to lead us and guide us into all the truth in this Bible study. And just like we asked you, Lord, from day one, make this come alive to us. Let it be ingrained in us, Lord. Let it be in our memory, Lord, and let it be established in our hearts so that it goes buried deep within our heart and we may retain what it is you're teaching. Because, Lord, we are in the last days. The great deception is going on. We don't want to be deceived. We want to know you and we want to hear your voice. We don't want to fall under the false deception. And Lord, what have we learned, Lord? We've learned how you don't want us partnering with the unclean thing. You don't want us touching the unclean thing. You don't want us bringing idols in the camp. And we thank you, Lord, that we're learning about all this. And we ask you to teach us and guide us today, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen. All right, okay, so we're on chapter 27 in Exodus. Let me get my glasses on. All right, here we go.
Exodus 27. And thou shalt make an altar of shittim wood, 5 cubits long and 5 cubits broad. The altar shall be 4 square. And the height thereof shall be 3 cubits. And thou shalt make the horns of it upon the 4 corners thereof. His horns shall be of the same, and thou shalt overlay it with bronze.
All right, Bride, just to let you know, this is the altar of burnt offering. Look how specific he is just on the altar of the offerings.
Us. And thou shalt make his pans to receive his ashes, and his shovels, and his basins, and his flesh hooks, and his fire pans. All the vessels thereof thou shalt make of brass. And thou shalt make for it a greater network of brass. And upon the net shalt thou make 4 brazen rings in the 4 corners thereof.
Wow.
And thou shalt put it under the compass of the altar beneath, that the net may be even to the midst of the altar. And thou shalt make staves for the altar, staves of shittim wood, and overlay them with brass. And the staves shall be put into the rings, and the staves shall be upon the 2 sides of the altar to bear it, hollow with boards, shalt thou make it, as it was shown thee in the mount, so shalt they make it. And thou shalt make the court of the tabernacle for the south side. Southward there shall be hangings for the court of fine twined linen, of 100 cubits long for 1 side. And the 20 pillars thereof, and their 20 sockets shall be of brass. The hooks of the pillars, and the fillets, shall be of silver. And likewise for the north side, in length there shall be hangings of 100 cubits long. And his 20 pillars and their 20 sockets of brass, the hooks of the pillars and their fillets of silver. And for the breadth of the court on the west side shall be hangings of 50 cubits, their pillars 10 and their sockets 10. And the breadth of the court on the east side eastward shall be 50 cubits. The hangings of 1 side of the gate shall be 15 cubits, their pillars 3 and their sockets 3. And on the other side shall be hangings 15 cubits, their pillars 3 and their sockets 3. And for the gate of the court shall be an hanging of 20 cubits of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twined linen wrought with needlework, and their pillars shall be 4 and their sockets 4.
Amazing!
All the pillars round about the court shall be filleted with silver. Their hooks shall be of silver and their sockets of brass. The length of the court shall be 100 cubits and the breadth 50 everywhere, and the height 5 cubits of fine twined linen and their sockets of brass. All the vessels of the tabernacle and all the service thereof, and all the pins thereof, and all the pins of the court shall be of brass. And thou shalt command the children of Israel that they bring thee pure oil, olive beaten for the light,
oh,
to cause the lamp to burn always. Wow. In the tabernacle of the congregation without the veil, which is before the testimony, Aaron and his sons shall order it from evening to morning before the Lord. It shall be a statute forever unto their generations on the behalf of the children of Israel.
Wow, Brad, wow. Evening into the morning before the Lord. Wow.
Exodus 28. And take thou unto thee Aaron thy brother, and his sons with him, from among the children of Israel, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office, even Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar, Aaron's sons. And thou shalt make holy garments for Aaron thy brother, for glory and for beauty.
Wow.
Thou shalt speak unto all that are wise-hearted, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom,
wow,
that I may make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office.
Wow.
And these are the garments which they shall make: a breastplate, and an ephod, and a robe, an embroidered coat, a mitre, and a girdle. And they shall make holy garments for Aaron thy brother and his sons, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office.
Wow.
And they shall take gold, and blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine linen. And they shall make the ephod of gold, of blue, and of purple, of scarlet, and fine twined linen with cunning work.
Wow.
It shall have the two shoulder pieces thereof joined at the two edges thereof, and so it shall be joined together. And the curious girdle of the ephod which is upon it shall be of the same, according to the work thereof, even of gold, of blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen. And thou shalt take two onyx stones, and grave on them the names of the children of Israel, six of their names on one stone, and the other six names of the rest on the other stone, according to their birth.
All right, Brad, I'm going to pause, because when I was in Detroit, this minister gave me an ephod. I'm going to go find it and put it on. Lord, I pray I can find this. Now that I'm understanding what an ephod is, I'm being placed into the priestly office. One moment. I guess I need to pause. Yay, Brad, I found it. Look, this is it. Let me turn this up. This is the priestly robe that they gave me. And I treasure this. This is from Detroit, so I am going to wear this for the show. For the Bible study. Now that we're studying the ephod, I feel very priestly with it on. All right, here we go.
With the work of an engraver in stone, like the engravings of a signet, shalt thou engrave the two stones with the names of the children of Israel. Thou shalt make them to be set in ouches of gold. And thou shalt put the two stones upon the shoulders of the ephod for stones of memorial unto the children of Israel. And Aaron shall bear their names before the Lord upon his two shoulders for a memorial. And thou shalt make ouches of gold, and two chains of pure gold at the ends. Of wreathen work shalt thou make them, and fasten the wreathen chains to the ouches. And thou shalt make the breastplate of judgment with cunning work. After the work of the ephod thou shalt make it, of gold, of blue, and of purple, and of scarlet, and of fine twined linen shalt thou make it.
Wow.
Four square it shall be, being doubled. A span shall be the length thereof, and a span shall be the breadth thereof. And thou shalt set in it settings of stones, even four rows of stones. The first row shall be a sardius, a topaz, and a carbuncle. This shall be the first row. And the second row shall be an emerald, a sapphire, and a diamond. And the third row a ligure, an agate, and an amethyst. And the fourth row a beryl, and an onyx, and a jasper.
Wow.
They shall be set in gold in their enclosings.
Wow, look how specific.
And the stones shall be with the names of the children of Israel, 12 according to their names, like the engravings of a signet. Every one with his name shall they be according to the 12 tribes.
Aww.
Thou shalt make upon the breastplate chains at the ends of wreathen work of pure gold. And thou shalt make upon the breastplate two rings of gold, and shalt put the two rings on the two ends of the breastplate. And thou shalt put the two wreathen chains of gold in the two rings which are on the ends of the breastplate. And the other two ends of the two wreathen chains thou shalt fasten in the two ouches, and put them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod before it. And thou shalt make two rings of gold, and thou shalt put them upon the two ends of the breastplate in the border thereof, which is in the side of the ephod inward, and 2 other rings of gold thou shalt make, and shalt put them on the 2 sides of the ephod underneath, toward the forepart thereof, over against the other coupling thereof, above the curious girdle of the ephod. And they shall bind the breastplate by the rings thereof, unto the rings of the ephod with a lace of blue, that it may be above the curious girdle of the ephod.
Is this not amazing?
Be not loosed from the ephod. And Aaron shall bear the names of the children of Israel in the breastplate of judgment upon his heart, when he goeth in unto the holy place for a memorial before the Lord continually. And thou shalt put in the breastplate of judgment the Urim and the Thummim, and they shall be upon Aaron's heart when he goeth in before the Lord. And Aaron shall bear the judgment of the children of Israel upon his heart before the Lord continually.
Wow.
Thou shalt make the robe of the ephod all of blue.
Wow, let me pause that. Remember it said that Aaron should go unto him as a priest and minister unto him? It says, and Aaron shall bear the judgment of the children of Israel upon his heart before the Lord continually. Wow, can you imagine that destiny? Bride. If you have ever been an intercessor, if you ever fought for someone else, you understand how very tiring that is, sacrificial that is. I mean, Aaron had to give his whole life for the children of Israel. That's a true priest of the Lord, isn't it? Wow. Let's keep going.
There shall be an hole in the top of it, in the midst thereof. It shall have a binding of woven work round about the hole of it, as it were the hole of an habergeon, that it be not rent. And beneath upon the hem of it thou shalt make pomegranates of blue, and of purple, and of scarlet round about the hem thereof, and bells of gold between them round about.
Yeah.
A golden bell and a pomegranate, a golden bell and a pomegranate, upon the hem of the robe round about.
Wow, listen to this.
There shall be upon Aaron to minister, and his sound shall be heard when he goeth in unto the holy place before the Lord, and when he cometh out, that he die not.
Wow.
And thou shalt make a plate of pure gold, engrave upon it, like the engravings of a signet, holiness to the Lord.
Wow.
And thou shalt put it on a blue lace, that it may be upon the mitre, upon the forefront of the mitre it shall be. And it shall be upon Aaron's forehead, that Aaron may bear the iniquity of the holy things.
Wow.
Which the children of Israel shall hallow in all their holy gifts. And it shall be always upon his forehead, that they may be accepted before the Lord.
Wow. I am just, Bride, I am in awe right now. Do you realize what he is saying? First of all, they put the bells on his robe in case he dies in the presence of the Lord. They can pull him out. And it shall be upon Aaron to minister, and his sound shall be heard when he goes into the holy place before the Lord. And when he comes out, that he dies not. And thou shalt make a plate of pure gold and grave upon it, like the engravings of a signet, holiness to the Lord. Right there. How can anyone think they can be in the presence of the Lord and not be in holiness? You must be in holiness. Wow. It's as plain as day what God's word said. Amen.
And thou shalt embroider the coat of fine linen, and thou shalt make the mitre of fine linen, and thou shalt make the girdle of needlework. And for Aaron's sons thou shalt make coats, and thou shalt make for them girdles, and bonnets shalt thou make for them for glory and for beauty.
Aww.
And thou shalt put them upon Aaron thy brother and his sons with him, and shalt anoint them, and consecrate them, and sanctify them, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. And thou shalt make them linen breeches to cover their nakedness, from the loins even unto the thighs they shall reach. And they shall be upon Aaron and upon his sons when they come in unto the tabernacle of the congregation, or when they come near unto the altar to minister in the holy place. that they bear not iniquity and die.
Wow.
It shall be a statute forever unto him and his seed after him.
Wow. Poor Aaron. Wow. Whatever he does, his seed will have it forever. Chapter 29.
Exodus 29. And this is the thing that thou shalt do unto them to hallow them, to minister unto me in the priest's office. Take one young bullock and two rams without blemish, and unleavened bread and cakes, unleavened, tempered with oil, and wafers, unleavened, anointed with oil, of wheaten flour, shalt thou make them. And thou shalt put them into one basket, and bring them in the basket with the bullock and the two rams. And Aaron and his sons thou shalt bring unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and shalt wash them with water.
Wow.
Thou shalt take the garments, and put upon Aaron the coat, and the robe of the ephod, and the breastplate, and gird him with the curious girdle of the ephod.
Wow.
And thou shalt put the mitre upon his head, and put the holy crown upon the mitre. Then shalt thou take the anointing oil, and pour it upon his head, and anoint him.
All this before he goes in.
Thou shalt bring his sons, and put coats upon them. And thou shalt gird them with girdles, Aaron and his sons, and put the bonnets on them, and the priest's office shall be theirs for a perpetual statute. And thou shalt consecrate Aaron and his sons.
Wow.
And thou shalt cause a bullock to be brought before the tabernacle of the congregation. And Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the head of the bullock. And thou shalt kill the bullock before the Lord, by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And thou shalt take of the blood of the bullock, and put it upon the horns of the altar with thy finger, and pour all the blood beside the bottom of the altar. And thou shalt take all the fat that covereth the inwards, and the caul that is above the liver, and the two kidneys,
wow,
and the fat that is upon them, and burn them upon the altar.
Wow, look how specific.
The bullock and his skin and his dung shalt thou burn with fire without the camp.
What?
It is a sin offering. Thou shalt also take one ram, and Aaron and his
sons. Oh my goodness. Poor bullock. And thou shalt take all the fat that covereth the inwards, and the caul that is above the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them. The fat that is upon, like they're supposed to know what a kidney is. Think about this, bride. My goodness. And the fat that is upon them, and burn them upon the altar. But the flesh of the bullock and his skin and his dung shall thou burn with fire without the camp. It is a sin offering. Thou shalt also take one ram, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the head of the ram. All right, well, let's see what happens here.
And shall put their hands upon the head of the ram, and thou shalt slay the ram, and thou shalt take his blood and sprinkle it round about upon the altar, and thou shalt cut the ram in pieces, and wash the inwards of him and his legs,
what?
And put them unto his pieces and unto his head, and thou shalt burn the whole ram upon the altar. It is a burnt offering unto the Lord. It is a sweet savour, an offering made by fire unto the Lord.
Wow!
And thou shalt take the other ram, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the head of the ram.
All right, pause. You know, when I'm reading this, Brad, and I know you, some of you may be thinking the same thing I'm thinking. Gross me out! Gross! Cut this into pieces. Wash his insides. Wash his insides. The southern in me says wash. Wash the insides. And put them with the cut pieces, please. Because it makes a sweet smell unto me. That's what God is saying. Thou shalt cut the ram in pieces and wash the inwards of him and his legs. And put them into his pieces. And unto his pieces and unto his head. And thou shalt burn the whole ram on the altar. Wow. It is a burnt offering unto the Lord. And is a sweet savor. An offering made by fire unto the Lord. Did you know there is a stench that comes to his nostrils too? Which is sin. gross sin. So, let's continue.
Then shalt thou kill the ram, and take of his blood, and put it upon the tip of the right ear of Aaron, and upon the tip of the right ear of his sons, and upon the thumb of their right hand, and upon the great toe of their right foot, and sprinkle the blood upon the altar round about.
Wow.
And thou shalt take of the blood that is upon the altar, and of the anointing oil, and sprinkle it upon Aaron, and upon his garments, and upon his sons, and upon the garments of his sons with
him. Wow.
And he shall be hallowed, and his garments, and his sons' garments with him. Also, thou shalt take of the ram the fat of the rump, and the fat that covereth the inwards, and the caul above the liver, and the two kidneys,
Man.
And the fat that is upon them, and the right shoulder, for it is a ram of consecration. And one loaf of bread, and one cake of oiled bread, and one wafer out of the basket of the unleavened bread that is before the Lord. And thou shalt put all in the hands of Aaron, and in the hands of his sons, and shalt wave them for a wave offering before the Lord.
Wow!
And thou shalt receive them of their hands, and burn them upon the altar for a burnt offering, for a sweet savour before the Lord.
Wow!
Which is an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And thou shalt take the breast of the ram of Aaron's consecration, and wave it for a wave offering before the Lord, and it shall be thy part. And thou shalt sanctify the breast of the wave offering, and the shoulder of the heave offering, which is waved, and which is heaved up, of the ram of the consecration, even of that which is for Aaron, and of that which is for his sons. And it shall be Aaron's and his sons by a statute for ever from the children of Israel. For it is an heave offering.
Wow.
It shall be a heave offering from the children of Israel of the sacrifice of their peace offerings, even their heave offering unto the Lord.
Wow.
And the holy garments of Aaron shall be his sons after him, to be anointed therein,
Aww.
And to be consecrated in them.
Wow.
And that son that is priest in his stead shall put them on 7 days when he cometh into the tabernacle of the congregation to minister in the holy place. And thou shalt take the ram of the consecration and seethe his flesh in the holy place.
Man.
And Aaron and his sons shall eat the flesh of the ram, and the bread that is in the basket by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And they shall eat those things wherewith the atonement was made, to consecrate and to sanctify them. But a stranger shall not eat thereof, because they are holy.
Wow!
And if aught of the flesh of the consecrations, or of the bread, remain unto the morning, then thou shalt burn the remainder with fire. It shall not be eaten, because it is holy.
Wow!
And thus shalt thou do unto Aaron and to his sons, according to all things which I have
commanded thee. They are special!
7 days shalt thou consecrate them. And thou shalt offer every day a bullock for a sin offering, for atonement. And thou shalt cleanse the altar, when thou hast made an atonement for it. And thou shalt anoint it, to sanctify it.
Wow!
7 days thou shalt make an atonement for the altar, and sanctify it. And it shall be an altar most holy. Whatsoever toucheth the altar shall be holy.
Wow!
And this is that which thou shalt offer upon the altar. 2 lambs of the first year, day by day, continually. The one lamb thou shalt offer in the morning, and the other lamb thou shalt offer at even.
All right, I'm just going to pause here, Brad. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. Listen. Brian, I don't know if you're thinking the same thing I'm thinking. All these rules that God has for them. You know, they're thinking, how in the world am I going to remember all this? That's what I'm thinking. And then, Brian, I'm sitting here thinking while I'm reading this. I'm comparing our salvation today compared to this. And I think about all these people that say, I don't want to talk about sin. I want to keep it positive. How would you have lasted in the Old Testament, people? Seriously. Our Christian walk today is so easy compared to this. Seriously. All we have to do is obey the Ten Commandments and just honor the Lord and keep our bodies holy. That's really all it is. And, you know, read the Word and pray. We don't have to do all this sacrificing animals and eating all these things and don't touch all these things. I mean, seriously. And we can't even live this in the New Testament. What is wrong with us? People. And all this was for sin. Think about it. All of this is because of sin. That God is so specific. This is how much He hates sin, people. And here's our generation today saying we hate to talk about sin because it's so negative. Please, help us, Jesus. Look what they had to live with in the Old Testament. All because of sin. The price of sin. But in today's time, we don't want to talk about sin. We don't want to preach on sin. We don't want to tell people you must repent and get away from sin. That's one thing about Billy Graham. He did preach repentance. And the cross. God help us. This is really waking my eyes up to how sick our generation is. God help us. Come on now.
The one lamb, a tenth deal of flour, mingled with a fourth part of an hin of beaten oil, and a fourth part of an hin of wine for a drink offering. And the other lamb thou shalt offer at even, and shalt do thereto according to the meat offering of the morning, and according to the drink offering thereof, for a sweet savour, an offering made by fire unto the Lord.
Now the Lord really likes the fire,
don't he? Offering throughout your generations at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord, where I will meet you to speak there unto thee, and there I will meet with the children of Israel, and the tabernacle shall be sanctified by my glory.
Aww.
And I will sanctify the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar. I will sanctify also both Aaron and his sons to minister to me in the priest's office, and I will dwell among the children of Israel, and will be their God.
Aww.
And they shall know that I am the Lord their God, that brought them forth out of the land of Egypt.
See, that's why he does this.
That I may dwell among them. I am the Lord their God.
And see, I just want to cry again. Lord, help me. I want to cry because I just feel like God is like Papa God. You know, like, I am the Lord your God. I love you. I want to have a relationship with you. So you have to abide by these rules. There's boundaries to having a relationship with me. I mean, when I hear this, this is what I think. And it says, and they shall know that I am the Lord their God that brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, that I may dwell among them. He wants to dwell among us. Wow. I am the Lord your God. Let's go to chapter 30. Man. This is so interesting how he's doing this tabernacle, isn't it?
Exodus 30. And thou shalt make an altar to burn incense upon. Of shittim wood shalt thou make it. A cubit shall be the length thereof, and a cubit the breadth thereof.
Now this is an altar of incense. Look at all these different altars he has.
Four square shall it be, and two cubits shall be the height thereof. The horns thereof shall be of the same. And thou shalt overlay it with pure gold.
Pure gold.
The top thereof, and the sides thereof round about, and the horns thereof. And thou shalt make unto it a crown of gold round about. And two golden rings shalt thou make to it under the crown of it.
Wow.
By the two corners thereof, upon the two sides of it, shalt thou make it. And they shall be four places for the staves to bear it withal. And thou shalt make the staves of shittim wood, and overlay them with gold. And thou shalt put it before the veil, that is, by the ark of the testimony.
Right. I'm going to Google something real quick. I just want to find out. Remember yesterday when we was praying, I said, Lord, I want you to design my next house. I would love it to be made with shittim wood. I'm going to find out. Where is shittim wood? Where is shittim? Hey, there's other people asking this. Ain't that funny? There's other people thinking like me. All right, where is shittim wood found? The shittim tree, International Standard Bible Encyclopedia. In the Exodus, the ancient Israelites were commanded to use shittah wood to make various parts of the tabernacle and the Ark of the Covenant. This was most likely the acacia seal. Okay. Acacia wood is often mentioned in reference to objects used in the construction of the tabernacle in the Book of Exodus. Of greatest importance is its use in the construction of the Ark of the Covenant. Why this type of wood? Does it have any special significance? Well, let's see here, Brian. From a practical standpoint, acacia trees would have been one of the only types of trees growing in the wilderness regions traveled by Israel. In addition, acacia wood is dense and extremely strong, making it a great option for any type of wooden construction. Oh, that's why God chose that. All right, let's continue.
For the mercy seat that is over the testimony, where I will meet with thee, and Aaron shall burn thereon sweet incense every morning. When he dresseth the lamps, he shall burn incense upon it. And when Aaron lighteth the lamps at even, he shall burn incense upon it, a perpetual incense before the Lord throughout all generations.
Wow.
He shall offer no strange incense thereon, nor burnt sacrifice, nor meat offering, neither shall ye pour drink offering thereon. And Aaron shall make an atonement upon the horns of it once in a year with the blood of the sin offering of atonement. Once in the year shall he make atonement upon it throughout your generations. It is most holy unto the Lord. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, When thou takest the sum of the children of Israel after their number, then shall they give every man ransom for his soul unto the Lord, when thou numberest them, that there be no plague among them, when thou numberest them.
Wow!
This they shall give every one that passeth among them that are numbered, half a shekel after the shekel of the sanctuary. A shekel is 20 gerahs, and half shekel shall be the offering of the Lord. Every one that passeth among them that are numbered, from 20 years old and above, shall give an offering unto the Lord. The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than half a shekel, when they give an offering unto the Lord to make an atonement for your souls. And thou shalt take the atonement money of the children of Israel, and shalt appoint it for the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, that it may be a memorial unto the children of Israel before the Lord, to make an atonement for your souls.
Wow.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Thou shalt also make a laver of brass, and his foot also of brass, to wash withal. And thou shalt put it between the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar, and thou shalt put water therein. For Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and their feet thereat. When they go into the tabernacle of the congregation, they shall wash with water, that they die not.
What?
And when they come near to the altar to minister, to burn offering made by fire unto the Lord, so they shall wash their hands and their feet, that they die not.
Wow.
And it shall be a statute forever to them, even to him and to his seed throughout their generations. Moreover, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Take thou also unto thee principal spices, the pure myrrh, 500 shekels, and of sweet cinnamon half so much, even 250 shekels, and of sweet calamus 250 shekels, and of cassia 500 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary, and of oil olive and hin. And thou shalt make it an oil of holy ointment, an ointment compound after the art of the apothecary. It shall be an holy anointing oil.
Wow!
And thou shalt anoint the tabernacle of the congregation therewith, and the ark of the testimony, and the table, and all his vessels, and the candlestick, and his vessels, and the altar of incense.
Wow, I just want to cry again.
And all his vessels, and the laver, and his foot. And thou shalt sanctify them, that they may be most holy. Whatsoever touches them shall be holy.
Wow, I'm just so in the presence of the Lord right now. I will never look at the oil the same again, the oil of the Lord. I have been consecrated, I've been anointed before, I've been prayed over before with the oil. I felt the presence of the Lord. But seeing how God did this and what he means, it just means so much to me because I'm pre-recording this before my Washington, D.C. trip. And the Lord has given us assignments to do there. And one of the girls ordered this oil from Georgia, the oil that's coming out of the Bible supernaturally from heaven. And they're giving away this free oil to anybody that orders it. And she ordered it like 6 months ago and just got it in right before this trip. And the Lord spoke to her and he said, I want you to take that oil and I want you to anoint every place you go in D.C. And I want you to declare it for me, for my kingdom. And so when I read this, I was just thinking that, like, when I do apply that oil when we're there, I will just look at it so different because of this Bible study. I mean, when we understand our position, bride, and we understand that we are the priest of the Lord, and when we do things for the Lord, how he's with us, and I see it too, you know, like how the Lord speaks to Moses and how he leads him, and that's how he leads me, and you know, it's just so beautiful. To see how, you know, that God is still doing this today. And it just, it makes you want it more and it makes you value what you have with him more. You know, and I just feel his presence so thick in here. Praise you, Lord. Okay. I want to read this about the oil again. And thou shalt make, oh, here you go, and of cassia 500 shekels, and after the shekel of the sanctuary, and of olive, oil olive, a hin. And thou shalt make it an oil of holy ointment, an ointment compound after the art of the apothecary. It shall be a holy anointing oil, and thou shalt anoint the tabernacle of the congregation therewith, and the ark of the testimony, and the table and all his vessels, and the candlestick and his vessels, and the altar of incense, and the altar of burnt offering with all his vessels, and the laver and his foot, and thou shalt sanctify them, that they may be most holy. Whatsoever toucheth them shall be holy. My goodness, I've got to write this down, bride. All right, this is Exodus 30:24. Let's see. And thou shalt anoint Aaron and his sons and consecrate them, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. Yes, Lord, we shall be anointed before we go. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, this shall be a holy anointing oil unto me throughout your generations. Upon man's flesh shall it not be poured, neither shall you make any other like it after the composition of it. It is holy, and it shall be holy unto you. Whosoever compoundeth any like it, or whosoever putteth away any of it upon a stranger, shall even be cut off from his people. Wow, I am just in awe, bride. I tell you, this, oh my goodness, these Bible studies, I mean, even in the Old Testament, have taught me so much about our lives today and about God and the office that we walk in. My goodness, let's keep going.
And thou shalt anoint Aaron and his sons and consecrate them, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, this shall be an holy anointing oil unto me throughout your generations. Upon man's flesh shall it not be poured, neither shall ye make any other like it after the composition of it.
Right.
It is holy, and it shall be holy unto you. Whosoever compoundeth any like it, or whosoever putteth any of it upon a stranger, shall even be cut off from his people. And the Lord said unto Moses, take unto thee sweet spices, stacte and onycha and galbanum, these sweet spices with pure frankincense, of each shall there be a like weight, and thou shalt make it a perfume, a confection after the art of the apothecary, tempered together pure and holy. And thou shalt beat some of it very small, and put of it before the testimony in the tabernacle of the congregation, where I will meet with thee. It shall be unto you most holy.
Oh.
And as for the perfume which thou shalt make, ye shall not make to yourselves according to the composition thereof. It shall be unto thee holy for the Lord. Whosoever shall make like unto that, to smell thereto, shall even be cut off from his people.
All right, let me pause right there, Brad. You know what the Lord is saying right there. No fakes, please. None. That's what he's saying. I want it pure. I want it right. No fakes. All right, now we're on to the last chapter, chapter 31.
Exodus 31. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, See, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God.
Wow.
In wisdom, and in understanding, and in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, to devise cunning works, to work in gold, and in silver, and in brass, and in cutting of stones, to set them, and in carving of timber, to work in all manner of workmanship. And I, behold, I have given with him Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan. And in the hearts of all that are wise-hearted I have put wisdom, that they may make all that I have commanded thee, the tabernacle of the congregation, and the ark of the testimony, and the mercy seat that is thereupon, and all the furniture of the tabernacle, and the table, and his furniture.
Wow.
And the pure candlestick with all his furniture, and the altar of incense, and the altar of burnt offering with all his furniture, and the laver and his foot, and the cloths of service, and the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments of his sons to minister in the priest's office, and the anointing oil, and sweet incense for the holy place, according to all that I have commanded thee shall they do. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, Verily, my Sabbaths ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am the Lord that doth sanctify you. Ye shall keep the Sabbath therefore, for it is holy unto you. Every one that defileth it shall surely be put to death.
Wow.
Or whosoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people.
Wow.
6 days may work be done, but in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy to the Lord. Whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death.
Brad, I just got to repent. I have never... The Lord's word is so amazing. The way that it corrects us, cuts like a sword, that's what his word is for. And I have to repent about the Sabbath day. I haven't really kept it that holy, you know, to where I said I'm not doing nothing on this day but resting. Why is it so hard for us to rest, Brad? You know what I mean? Like, we always have to be doing something. Lord, forgive us for that, for not treasuring the Sabbath day. We see here how important that is to you, God. And yes, you forgive us. We just quickly repent. Make no excuses, just repeat.
Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations, for a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed.
Aww.
And he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of communing with him upon Mount Sinai, 2 tables of testimony, tables of stone, written with the finger of God.
Wow. Wow. God wrote those. Wait a minute. All this. Wait a minute. All this instruction about the tabernacle is up on the mountain in those 40 days. This is what we're reading. What? Wow. They did let us in on what happened up there. And God wrote the Ten Commandments with his fingers himself. And he gave unto Moses when he made an end of communing with him upon the mountain. Lord, I want to see Mount Sinai too. I want to see Mount Sinai. Two tables of testimony. Tablets of stone written with the finger of God. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Bride, this is so amazing. Wow. I am just in awe of the Word of God. I am so thankful for the Lord giving us this Bible study. And I'm thankful that, you know, that people are actually listening and following, and we're learning this together, and that you appreciate my uniqueness of the way that I read the Bible. You're just seeing glimpses of my relationship with God, like how I like to learn, and I like to be rebuked. I like to be chastised and have the Lord correct me because I want to keep a pure heart. You know, and we have to be aligned and, you know, set right in order for that to happen. All right, Bride. Well, hopefully on tomorrow's show, I'll be back and I'll be live with you. God bless you. This has been so good.